Hello and welcome to Pain and Fromage, an occasional podcast about an ordinary middle-aged bloke and his cycling adventures. The episode you're listening to is part of a series featuring not one, but two middle-aged blokes, as Rich and Graham make the long journey from Paris to Nice on their vintage road bikes. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to day 9 of our adventure, cycling from Paris to Nice. We've woken up in our lovely little campsite in the village of
Josier,
just to the east of Barcelonnette. The birds are singing, the sun is rising over the mountains. It's another beautiful day in the Alps. A few days ago, I think I thought I was never going to see the sun again, but since we passed Annecy, the weather's just been fantastic. Looks like we've got blue skies again today. And it's the day of our last big climb, Col de la Cayolle.
Indeed, yep.
Mm-hmm. So Col de la Cayolle is 2,326 metres, and it looks like a bit of a beast, actually.
It's going to be a long stretch.
It looks like it starts easier and just gets harder and harder as you go up.
Yep.
And it's 30 kilometres long altogether from Barcelona to the top. So yeah, it's going to be a challenging day. Not many villages on the way either to like grab supplies from, and this is Sunday in France, so we're probably going to find not many things open. So foremost in my mind today isn't the climb, it's the eating. We're going to head down to Barcelonnette, we're going to grab some breakfast down there and maybe some pasta sauce to make sure we've got some stuff for tonight. Maybe grab a bottle of wine and pour it into my water carrier for when we get to the other end. All the shops are going to close at 12, so after that we got no opportunity to get more food and stuff like that. However, on the way down, I have noticed that there is an auberge where we might be able to get late lunch. That's in Etran, I think it's pronounced, Etran. So perhaps when we get over the top we'll be able to have like a celebratory beer or a bite to eat on the way down. Once we're over the top, it is all pretty much downhill, isn't it?
It is pretty much all downhill.
So we're expecting a good like roll along this afternoon as we head down to our destination in Puget-Théniers. And then we'll be just like one sleep away from Nice. 48 hours time, we should be waking up in a hotel in the old city in Nice, having finished our journey.
Probably with a slight hangover.
Perhaps. So that's the plan for the day. We'll keep you updated as we go, and we're going to roll down to Barcelona now and get ourselves sorted for the day. Well, we are well into this morning's climb. We've arrived at a village called Fort Saint-Laurent, which is nothing more than a tiny hamlet, really. There's a restaurant, hotel, épicerie opposite that I'm not sure is open or has been for a while. Lovely little place with a small church. There is a bike race taking place on our route today, which is quite cool. So it seems to be a time trial. There was a guy at the bottom with a machine that was taking times, and people have been speeding up and down the hill, and some have been wishing us bon courage and all kinds of stuff, which has been quite amazing. We are clearly the only ones that are doing this with tents and cooking gear and all that kind of stuff, but it's been quite enjoyable so far. I know it's quite hot and sweaty, but it hasn't been super testy at any point. You can probably hear in the background there's a little fountain in this village, so one of the things that makes riding in the Alps infinitely more pleasurable is the availability of spring water. Almost every small village seems to have one of these little fountains providing ice cold water to walkers and cyclists and motorcyclists. Straight from the mountain. Yeah, absolutely fabulous. So we're being sensible again today. We haven't got to the hottest part of the day yet, but we are taking it really easy. Every few kilometres we get a little shade break, and we are taking water on at every possible opportunity. Get a few litres down because you're going to sweat it all back out again really fast. We are halfway, 13 and a half kilometres to go apparently. We've still got quite a lot of the climbing still to do, but don't think it's been particularly unpleasant so far. Gets worse towards the top, but we'll see how we go.
Okay, I think I'm recording. Yep, all seems to be okay. I've just mic'd up because I'm on, let me get started. I'm on the last little bit of the climb. Maybe the last kilometre, I hope, or at worst, kilometre and a half. And I just thought I'd give you a little flavour of what it's like to actually come over the top of a col. A col, of course, is a mountain pass. It's usually the lowest point on the ridge, and it connects two valley systems together. So in the Alps, they're obviously quite high, and they connect two valleys together. This one connects the valley where we have Barcelonnette, and on the other side, on Trevaux and Puget-Teniers, and the main routes down to Nice. And we just tackled the steepest section, I think, I hope. We came to a ramp about 5 kilometres out, and it's the sort of bit you have to do at your own pace. And my style of riding, tends to be to try to have a lower cadence and be a bit more powerful going up these steep sections, whereas Graham turns into a lower gear and spins. So it was that point in the climb where we knew each other was safe, we both had enough water, and it's a bit every man for himself. We'll catch up at the top. Yeah, 1.6 kilometres to go, a 7% gradient. And I mean, it's beautiful. We've just come up a steeply wooded valley. You can probably hear the waterfall in the background. Yellow flowers, buttercups everywhere. And because I'm coming into the col now, I've got big mountains on both sides. We're not quite above the tree line. There certainly aren't as many conifers here as there have been lower down. But they're quite spaced out in this valley. And probably another 50 or so metres higher on all sides, they disappear almost entirely. Above that, we've got the grey rocks of the Mercantour Range. This is a national park here. And my God, it is absolutely stunning. There are little cols and ravines in the mountain that are still full of snow, even though it's mid-June. But it certainly isn't cold by any means. It's coming up, there's a little flattish plateau to my left with a twinkling river cutting through, just a little mountain stream. Enormous boulders everywhere. Oh, I hope I haven't started this recording too early. I might run out of things to say. If it turns into 5 minutes of puffing and panting, I apologise. Lovely blue skies, wispy cirrus clouds just above the pass. I'm hoping it's going to really come into view in a minute. It's always nice when you can see I'm talking like an expert now. It's always nice when you can see the last bit of road laid out in front of you and you actually see the col. I haven't got to that point yet, but I think I'm coming close to the ridgeline. Nobody around at all. Lots of conifer trees up here now. Smaller varieties, some junipers. Probably a spruce of some type. Spruce Springsteen. There's like a mound on my right with scattered wildflowers, but to my left it's beautiful. It's an idyllic little stream on a perhaps a couple of hundred metres. Bonjour. Perhaps a couple of hundred metres wide part of the col, and then it steepens again to the mountain. That was one of the racers passing me by. Orange jersey, number 41 on his back. Probably wondering why on earth I'm talking to myself. Some more people coming past. It's passing a small house on the right, and I think I can see the col. Bonjour. So we come out onto what appears to be the final section. Just going past a little house on the right hand side. Shutters open to the sun. A few motorbikes and bikes there. It's a little refuge. People start having a cup of coffee or a beer. Bonjour. Ça va? People got to this point, taking a break, taking it easy. Maybe they've already done the summit and they've just popped down for a drink. Salut.
Bravo.
Ça va?
Ça va et toi?
Up, up, up. So I can see the road winding around now. There's a big hairpin to the right, and it looks like it goes straight up to the col. So none of this messing about with an easy rolling, I don't think. It looks like it's a fair gradient right to the top. Bonjour.
Good, buddy.
How's it going? I'm good. Loving it. Allez, allez, allez! It was all a bit serious further down, but now we're close to the top, there's a bit of camaraderie going on. So, almost 90 degrees to my left, I can see a little car park, a few cars there, and that will be the col. There's a road sign, a couple of things sticking up, so gotta make haste for that. Whew. 500 metres or so, I reckon. Bonjour. I assume up there is also the finish for the race or the sportive or whatever's going on. Be interesting to see the scene. At the top, another little waterfall. Salut! Oh, the little refuge is way below. No sign of Graham. I'm sure he's not far behind. Oh, pardon. Yeah, je prends. Merci. Some rubbish just fell out of somebody's pocket there, and I stopped to pick it up. Passed by a half a dozen people. Better than getting somebody to slow down and come back and pick it up. Just take care of it. Whew. Here we go then. 300 metres perhaps to the top. Can't get clipped back in now, I've stopped. Whew. Almost there, last effort. I think I've just seen Graham coming past the refuge, which is good. Try and keep each other at least in sight where we can. Here we go. Wind's picking up, people getting out of the saddle. And it's been a good climb. Really interesting. I think Graham and I will talk later about the different calls that we've climbed and how different they are. This has been long, not always steep, a few tricky sections, but incredibly beautiful. Looking back down the valley now, gosh, it's stunning. And the feeling that you've got here under your own steam, through your own strength, is kind of overwhelming. And maybe 20 or 30 metres from the car park now. Last bit, wind picking up. Finish strong. Here we go. Big grin on my face now. Wow. So as you can hear, maybe about 30 or 40 people up here, clapping everybody in. There's a monument that gives the height of the col and the route. 130 to go to Nice.
Where are you going to Nice?
Nice.
Today?
Tomorrow.
Oh.
Puget Tenier tonight.
Oh, it's very beautiful.
Is it? And okay, I hope so.
Down.
Easy downhill, yeah, okay, great. Oh. That was extraordinary. I'm going to applaud some people over the line, I think. What a great day to be on a bike. What a great last day in the mountains this has been. Right, well, we've just arrived in the village of Entrome, where we thought there was going to be an auberge that was open all afternoon where we could get some food. But unfortunately, as we arrived, they were taking in the sign with the menu on. So we don't have any lunch at the moment.
But
we're going to have our fromage du jour.
Indeed. And all I can say is Richard just opened a packet and that looks sexy.
It does. It does. Before we get onto the cheese, what did you think about that climb and the subsequent descent?
It was a good, steady climb. It was very long.
Mm-hmm. So we were there. Was long.
It was, but there were nothing there which made me think, oh God, I can't do this, or anything like that. Obviously, we had a big day yesterday, climbing-wise.
Yep.
And so the legs weren't the best, but then the other thing I was saying to you, Rich, was that I'm finding more now that when we get to the steeper parts, I'm doing inverted commas in my fingers when I say steeper, they don't seem as steep as remembered on like a few days ago.
Yeah, right.
So when you see someone says 8%, before we were like, oh God, 8%, that's going to kill us. And then now it's just like, you just go up it and then you go, where's the 8% bit?
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, in that respect, it's a really nice climb. Again, we turned up, we were surrounded by racers. So there's a sportif going on today. So
it's an actual race, is it? They're taking the times. They've got three calls that they do. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what the other two were. And they take their times on the climb only.
Right.
So it discourages them from racing on the descent. So while they're going past us on the descent here,
they're recovering, basically.
They're just kind of chilling out and mm-hmm. flowing down. And then when the climb starts again, they go hard again.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Most of the riders, even though they're in a race, were really friendly as well.
Yeah.
Lots of encouragement. So sort of, was it Bon Courage?
Bon Courage, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just for context, 8%, if you're riding in the UK, isn't a particularly steep gradient, is it? But over here, the difference is how long you have to do it for.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, like at the end of a climb, you might end up doing 8% for 5 kilometres, uh-huh. which is quite a lot. And there isn't really an equivalent that where you have to do that in the UK. You get steeper bits and flatter bits and that kind of stuff. Yeah. And the descent's been really nice, hasn't it? Again, like opening up into a new part of the Alps.
Yeah. I mean, this... And one of the things about this climb has definitely been... It's the one with the best waterfalls.
Oh, yeah.
They have been absolutely stunning. Yeah.
And you can feel the heat this side as well, can't you? Yeah. It feels like... Mm-hmm. Feels like we're coming close to Nice.
Yep.
Okay, well, the cheese that I got this morning was from Barcelona. There was a fromagerie open first thing this morning, and the cheese I got is called Carline, and it's a mountain cheese. It's got quite a thick, it almost looks like bark, the rind.
Yeah, and the cheese itself looks almost, I don't know what the word is. It looks almost liquid.
Yeah, it does.
Externally.
Well, it's been in a hot bag all morning.
Yeah, but it's very sort of gelatinous looking. Mm. Okay, time for a taste.
God, that is really good. I often found my mountain cheese is a bit bland. Mm-hmm. You know, this has got that like rubbery texture.
Yep.
And some good holes in.
Not too many holes, though.
No, not too many.
No.
Don't think it's like a Gouda or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is delicious. Mm. It's quite nutty.
Yeah.
A little bit sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And because it's been in the hot bag, it's slightly melted.
Mm. But, Yeah, like I say, it's stronger than a lot of the mountain cheeses, like the Gruyères and things like that. But just from appearance, it looks well-aged.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Did it have anything on the... thing to say how old it was?
I've literally got a photo of the label.
Ah, cool.
It says Carline, Vache Lait Pasteurisé, Cooperative du Barcelo.
Ah, very good.
So there we are. So it's from a cooperative. Quite a big cheese.
Mm.
I would say it was about like 30 centimetres across.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, how can you tell that from the way I can see? Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've also ran it, I've got in my head, Carline.
Yeah. Now, I like it more that it's actually melted slightly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having cheese on toast, but without the toast.
Mm.
Beautiful. Well, that's our fromage du jour.
Indeed.
By the way, the theme tune, fromage du jour, I know it's a bit late now, but you know, like Blankety Blank?
Fromage de Chaux.
Something like that would be awesome, you know?
Would indeed.
Or maybe you could put like a Jean-Michel Jarre twist on it. You know, fromage de Chaux, you know?
No. I'm joking. Of course I know.
Fabulous. Yeah. Well, we're going to eat the rest of this cheese. Because I don't know about you, Graham, but I'm absolutely starving.
I am pretty hungry.
And then we've got to make our way down the valley to Entrevaux and to Puget-Tenier, where we are staying the night.
Yep.
And then hopefully we'll find somewhere to get a beer on the way.
Hopefully. Find more than one.
And hopefully find more than one when we get to our destination.
Hopefully it's downhill all the way.
Or fingers crossed.
On the map it is. Yep.
Hello again, and welcome to a slightly windy Puget-Tenier, where we have ended day 9 of our Paris-Nice Odyssey, sitting having a beer in this lovely little campsite by the river. Glorious bathroom facilities, I have to say, Graham.
Absolutely
beautiful. I've not seen the toilet like it.
Most importantly, they have toilet roll.
They have toilet roll. Oh, yes, this has been an ongoing thing about whether our campsite will have toilet roll or not.
Yep.
But, and they also have a bar, which we didn't expect.
Yep.
So we've got a couple of beers, which is great.
So,
yeah.
So we don't need to use the bead on B day.
Do you want to explain about the bead on B day?
Well, the bead on B day is quite simply when you have finished your business and you need to clean yourself. You have your water bottle and you squirt it all over your behind. And
there we go.
There we go. That is the bead on B-Day.
Should we move on?
Let's move on.
Where were we last? We were on our way down from Col de la Cale, weren't we?
We were indeed.
We had just had some cheese in a square, which was absolutely glorious and like melted toast wonderfulness.
And then it was a long, fast descent.
A long, fast descent through those beautiful... I should have brought my map with me to do this bit, because those gorges and those rocks have got names.
Beautiful gorges, and then through loads of tunnels. And
I think it's called... Is it called the Red Gorges or something like that?
That does sound familiar,
They're in the valley just... If you want to have a look, they're in the valley just north of Entrevaux, and they are absolutely stunning.
They are indeed.
And it's like a shaley kind of mudstone. And the gorges are absolutely enormous, and to get through, they've dug like 17 tunnels through them. But it's fantastic.
How did you notice 17 tunnels?
There was a sign at the start that said, put your lights on the 17 tunnels. Did you count them to check?
Of course I didn't.
Sort of thing you'd do.
Right now, I was just watching the road and watching.
It was a great afternoon, wasn't it?
It was indeed. It's always difficult when you have these amazing scenery and you're going downhill quite quickly. It's like, must focus on where I'm going and not go, oh wow, what a lovely
absolutely
waterfall, and end up crashing.
You sort of build these faster descents into your day thinking, right, this bit should take us an hour, and then you end up stopping 12 times to take photographs, and so it ends up taking longer than you'd budgeted. It's, it's hard to know what to do, isn't it? But I thought it was absolutely sensational. Entrevaux itself is another Vauban town, so I don't know if we mentioned, but Briançon's fort was designed by Vauban, and there's a little fort down in Entrevaux as well that's that was designed by him, and the city walls and all that kind of stuff. It's only a small village. There's a big statue of him there, so we stopped for a quick snap, and then it was onto the main road for the last 6 kilometres, which was not the most I don't know, how would you describe it?
It was not the most bike friendly.
It wasn't at all, was it?
It was 70 kilometre hour limit, and lots of cars in a hurry, because we were probably it's Sunday, so it's not,
no,
it wasn't that sort of traffic, but it was just people in a hurry and being held up by bikes and being quite aggressive.
It was one of those that it feels like there's not quite enough space for the speed that the cars are going,
absolutely,
you know, there's not quite enough room to overtake, and they're going really quickly. So one of our optional routes tomorrow follows that road right down into Nice. And it gets busier, apparently, as it gets further down. So I think we'll probably skip that and do a nice climb instead. If you look behind you, Graham, we've got a lovely limestone ridge there, covered in conifers. And there's a lovely route up there. I know it's a lovely route, because on the Machelin, there's like a green line by the edge of it, which always means scenic route. And I often follow those when I'm doing the planning. So what I've got planned tomorrow will take us up there. And through some little villages that lead us down to Nice. So I thought, I don't just want to do like a functional last day just to get us there. Do you know what I mean? I want us to have one last, like, special climb and come into Nice the right way rather than just coming on a busy dual carriageway.
No, I just want to get there.
if
exactly
you follow the
you
main
mean.
Road along the river, you will get there.
Yeah, but no, well, I know exactly what you mean. It's one of the things I've noticed as we came down through, because we've basically descended 2,000 metres.
Or 1800, yeah, we did.
1,800 metres, and the difference in the scenery. So we've gone from basically bare rock mountain tops into this sort of lush, verdant forests.
Yeah.
And now we're down by the river.
Down in the lowlands.
Yeah. And I think I've said it to you earlier on about, for the time of year, I actually expected the rivers to be higher.
Yeah, right. So maybe, they're very empty, aren't they?
Yeah, so maybe there wasn't a lot of snowfall this year.
Yeah,
but there are a few sort of channels that you saw that were completely dry, which I was surprised by.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, maybe. Totally. Yeah. Don't know how normal that is.
No.
But yeah, it does seem pretty dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So we've got a nice route tomorrow, maybe 1,500 to 2,000 metres of climbing. Don't know exactly.
Yeah, 95K.
But it's only 95K. Yeah. So that should be good. And this time tomorrow, we may well be having drinks on the seafront in Nice.
We'll be sat there drinking, I don't know, vodka martinis with dirty olives in and
totally
whatever they're called.
Oh, I can't wait.
We'll be having a beer.
Right, that's a sante, mate.
That's a sante.
We are going to drink our beers, make some pasta for tea and check out for the evening. So thanks again for following our journey. 9 days out of 10. Cannot believe that we're nearly there. Genuinely couldn't do it without the support of people back home. So thank you everybody listening and commenting and sending messages about what we're doing. And to our families for being supportive. I know I said this the other day, but missing home. Can't wait to get back to you guys. Don't forget you can subscribe to the podcast on all that stuff. But the blog is on blaggers.blog. Just type that in, and there's a selection of all my writing on there and various other bits and bobs that I do. So check that out as well. Thanks very much. We're going to enjoy the sun and some beer and some pasta. Good night for us.
Good night.
Thanks very much for listening to this podcast, and congratulations on making it this far. If you want to hear more, then please don't forget to like and subscribe. You can also take a look at some of my written work and photography on my blog website, www.blaggers.blog. Theme music kindly provided by Abydos Music. For royalty-free music, check them out at www.abydos-music.fr. Thanks again for listening to Pain and Fromage!